Huh? All right. The Chuck Giannis podcast, talking about the first primary debate. And overall, I would say Trump won. It didn't hurt him any not to show up to this debate. I don't think anything moved in any direction overall. But right now, there's so many people on the stage, it really has to narrow down. But so I'll give you my general observations, maybe some of the particulars, and we'll open it up for some conversation. There's a heat wave going. It was 110 degrees there the other day in Oklahoma, wasn't it? We're not so hot here. I'm at 6,300 feet. You're about 4,000 feet lower than me. Mugshot released. Where can I buy the shirt? Oh, was it? Yeah, Trump was arrested today. Let me get a sip of coffee. We'll get started here in a second. Let some more people come in. Oh, wow, we got quite a few people here tonight. Good to see everybody. The debate kind of reminded me of the kiddie table at Thanksgiving dinner in a lot of ways. But actually, there was a lot that we can learn from this debate. I was a little disappointed overall on how soft-gloved it was as far as going after Trump. I was glad that they really talked about issues and it didn't get totally lost into the Trump phenomenon, but they were all kind of soft-gloved on that. I was very disappointed in Mike Pence, for sure, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. So this Ramaswamy, he probably, I would say, won the debate as far as the people who showed up there. That's who everybody was talking about today. When I was watching him, it's funny. I'm actually rereading the Gorgias, one of the dialogues of Plato, and this guy just stereotypically reminds me of some young whippersnapper coming out of the Gorgias school of rhetoric, the school of sophistry and rhetoric, right? Real high energy, fast talking. Gave Christie a run for his money there when he criticized Christie for having a campaign built on negativity towards one man. He took a lot of attacks from a lot of different people, and he took them real well. He's kind of young, 38 years old, young whippersnapper. I would have to say, though, you're going to see some of his numbers go up. I don't know what he was at before the debate, but I'd look for him to go up a little bit. Ron DeSantis is just kind of a lackluster performance. I don't think, he didn't get hurt, but it didn't help him any. I would imagine he didn't gain any points, but I could see him actually losing a couple points to some of the other candidates. Mike Pence talked more than any other potential presidential candidate up there, but again, just real, I don't know, real scriptive, just not compelling at all. Really, really sad. And also, well, we'll get into the sound clip here, and I'll talk about that. Doug Burgum, he might as well drop out. The guy is, unremarkable. There's no memorable moments. He didn't speak very well. Chris Christie didn't hammer away on Trump as much as I thought he would. And like I said, he didn't really get one over on Ramaswamy, Ramaswamy held his own against Chris Christie and kind of gave it back to him. Asa Hutchinson seems to be a man of somewhat integrity, at least not supporting Trump and recognizing, the problems with Trump and some of the illegalities. But again, not probably just a little bit too plain and a little bit too dry, I would say. I don't know. Just really wasn't. Tim Scott also a real lackluster performance, real scripted, Now, Nikki Haley was a surprise to me. She seemed to be the most reasonable, most rational person there. Out of all the people that were there, she would be the one that I would be most interested in hearing more from. I know she's a two-time governor. She was also ambassador for the United Nations. So, you know, she's got experience, and she really gave it to Ramaswamy, too, for his lack of experience in foreign policy. I generally, you know, 38's kind of young, you know what I mean? Just in general. I like a president's 50 or older, just personally, generally speaking. That's a little bit young, and he came off a little bit... you know, like I said, I think of the Gorgias or a used car salesman. He came off a little bit like that. Kind of, you know, plagiarizing a little bit of Obama and a little bit of Trump, kind of being that outsider type figure trying to play that role. But I would have to say that he probably came away as a victor. If there was a victor for the people who showed up at the debate, he was probably it. And like I said, I could see Nikki Haley pulling some, you know, some of the Tim Scott away, some of the DeSantis. I think she offered a reasonable off ramp. You know, if we were to break these numbers down, you probably have about 35% of the GOP that we could call forever Trumpers. They're you're not going to move them off of Trump for nothing. Then you have, you know, 20% that are never Trumpers. And then you got probably about 45% of the GOP that's like sometimes Trumpers, and they could be persuaded. And in fact, a lot of them would like an off ramp, an alternative. So, you know, I look for Nikki Haley. One of the problems, we're going to play this clip, and it's especially a problem for Mike Pence. Although everybody that raised their hand here is pretty much disqualified. This is during the debate last night. We'll play this first sound clip here.
We are going to take a brief moment and talk about the elephant not in the room.
Former President Trump has been indicted in four different states on 91 counts. He will be processed tomorrow in Georgia at the Fulton County Jail for charges relating to the 2020 election loss.
You all signed a pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee. If former President Trump is convicted in a court of law, would you still support him as your party's choice? Please raise your hand if you would.
So six out of the eight rose their hand. Asa Hutchinson did not raise his hand. And, of course, Chris Christie did not raise his hand. That is just really, really troubling. That was kind of the takeaway from the whole debate. That is really, really troubling. Why is it so troubling for Mike Pence? And like I said, I gave $10 to Mike Pence so that he could be on this debate stage. And kind of a kudos for holding the line there on January 6th. But I won't do that again. I hope he drops out, and here's why. So here's a man that recently said basically that Donald Trump should never be in the seat of power again because he placed Donald Trump placed himself above the Constitution. The other problem, so all these people raised their hand, right? All of them, and Breitbart didn't press him on this, right? This is the hypocrisy. This is the problem here. So on one hand, we'll all support him if he's convicted, if he's actually not just charged, but if he's actually convicted, you're gonna support this man. And Mike Pence has already said that he shouldn't be. So which is it, Mike? Is it he shouldn't ever be by the seat of power ever again because he violated the Constitution? In other words, you're saying he was asking you to break the law for him, right? That's basically. And everybody was asked if they thought and if they felt if Mike Pence had done the right thing that day in upholding the Constitution. Everybody agreed that Mike Pence did the right thing. Well, then that would just immediately imply that Donald Trump was doing the fucking wrong thing, wouldn't it? Right? If you all agree that Mike Pence did the right thing, in other words, didn't listen to what Donald Trump was saying, you know what I mean? This is a huge hypocrisy, a huge, huge problem for me and a lot of other people. But I don't think it moved anything either way. I think Donald Trump was real happy he didn't show up. I don't think he lost anything in this. We'll see as time goes on. We need some of these people to drop off. What I would like to see Nikki Haley. I would like to see Chris Christie. I would like to see DeSantis and Ramaswamy at the next debate, and hopefully these other guys kind of fall off. The quicker we tighten this up, the better it's going to be. Now Ramaswamy, why is he running? Why is this guy running? Again, the hypocrisy here. So, on one hand, you say Donald Trump was the greatest president of the 21st century. So why are you running against him? That the general feeling and sense that I got out of this debate was that no one's really running for president. I don't know what you guys think. So that's kind of my breakdown. That's kind of my analysis. And like I said, I would be interested, and I think this next debate on the 28th of September, they up the requirements. I think you have to have 50,000 independent donors, at least 3% of the polls or something like that. I've never participated financially in any elections. So I supported Mike with $10 last time. I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stick $10 in Nikki Haley's coffers to give her another independent donor so that she can be on the next debate, because I'd like to hear some more from her. She seemed to be the most reasonable. You know, when it came to the abortion issue, I thought she was being reasonable. Leave it up to the states. You're not going to be able to get a federal law more than likely anyway. That's kind of what she was getting at there. You know, and DeSantis, you know, some of those issues, putting a ban on abortion at 6 weeks. Yes. I like what Nikki Haley was saying. Can't we all agree that like late term abortions are a problem? And most Americans agree, you know, that they tend to take it way too far. Anyway, I thought Nikki Haley was pretty reasonable compared to a lot of these other people, and the rest of it was kind of a freak show. I would never consider any of these people. I might consider Nikki Haley, from what I've seen so far, but that's pretty much my rundown of it. Like I said, everybody's talking about Ramaswamy today, so he is basically the winner of at least that first round. It'll be interesting to see the next round of poll numbers. I want to, before I open this up to questions, comments, and criticisms, I want to play one more clip, and this is the problem. this is from the Tucker Carlson interview that Donald Trump did.
You know, January 6th was a very interesting day because they don't report it properly. I believe it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before. And you know some of the crowds I've spoken before. And like July 4th on the mall, I think they had 1 million people there. But I think that the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was on January 6th. And people that were in that crowd, a very, very small group of people, and we said, patriotically and peacefully and patriotically, right? Nobody ever says that. Go peacefully and patriotically. But people that were in that crowd that day, very small group of people, went down there. And then there are a lot of scenarios that we can talk about. But people in that crowd said it was the most beautiful day they've ever experienced. There was love in that crowd. There was love and unity. I have never seen such spirit and such passion and such love. And I've also never seen simultaneously and from the same people such hatred of what they've done to our country.
So do you think it's possible that there's open conflict? We seem to be moving towards something.
I don't know because I don't know what it, you know, I can say this. There's a level of passion that I've never seen. There's a level of hatred that I've never seen. And that's probably a bad combination.
Yeah. Not probably a bad combination. It's a real bad combination. We can get into the whole psychology of that thing. You know, in the last live stream that I did prior to the debate, I was talking about the ingredients that you need, and one of the things I was talking about was a group of disenfranchised people. The next thing you need is a target that have hate, that have a lot of hate. And then, of course, you need a scapegoat. And a scapegoat doesn't necessarily mean there isn't legitimacy to their complaints either. A lot of times people hear like a scapegoat as if there's no legitimacy to what's going on. There can be. Anyway, though, the other factors you need is a charismatic leader. And there's the cocktail that leads to political atrocities throughout history. That's what we've been kind of talking about. I think Eric Vogelin's right here. Hitler and the Germans, a great study. So we've been talking a lot about political movements that turn nasty. Normally good people, right? Normally good people that commit atrocities. The history books are full of common, everyday, good, decent people committing atrocities. it's part of the human condition, right? The human experience, and I'm documenting the human experience. And there's a lot of bad stuff in what was said there by Donald Trump. And the other disturbing thing is he's not discouraging it in any way. So I find that to be troubling. Okay, so I'm going to open this up now to see what everybody is saying. Oh, before I continue, let me invite you to kick in a dollar or two into the Super Chat to help support independent journalism. I've been doing this for quite a while, a couple decades now I've been doing this. My videos aren't as monetized as most videos and don't get promoted as most videos. And I don't really pick a side. So I really, really depend on the viewers. And if you find a benefit from this, let's have a mutually beneficial exchange. Just a buck or two for a cup of coffee really means a lot to me and my efforts here. Also, I would invite you over to ChuckJines.com. What I'm recording here right now is the replay is going to go on there. There's a bunch of other podcasts, a lot of sensitive topics that you really can't talk about on YouTube. Race, gender, any of those kind of things. There's a membership area. It's $9.99 for a full year's membership there to have access to that content. So that's another way that you can help support my efforts. I also have some magazines and some books, and I have another book that's soon to be published. And those are all ways that you can help contribute. Let's see. Wow, there's a lot of comments here today. Huh? Hopefully it's good stuff here. The mugshot, yes. Sound check is good. Isn't that the third arrest? It's the third or fourth. I lost account at this point. What happened to the live stream last night? What do you mean? Nothing. From what I have seen of the candidates, just about all of them seem quite out of touch with foreign affairs. Yeah, you know the other thing about a young whippersnapper with a whole bunch of money? Kind of not really in touch with common folks, you know. They're all bums. I don't know, they're bums. There's not somebody I'd be, like I said, Nikki Haley was the one that I was interested in. What do you think? She seemed like she came off pretty reasonable. As soon as Swami had used the diversity word, he showed his hand. Yeah, he's a show. Looking for a cabinet seat, probably so. She is ridiculous. She's a global bum. Why do you say that? 96 Camaro Z28. I mean, I'm seriously asking, why do you say that she's ridiculous? She's a global bum. Come on, dude. There have been two obvious insurrections in the 21st century, have been 9/11 and COVID-19. Prove me wrong. We're not talking about that, man. We're talking about the debate last night. Like I expect, it doesn't sound like a bunch of heavy hitters. No, not really. You know, that's you know, kind of frightening, because if these people don't start fighting, we really, the last bulwark between keeping Trump out of the White House again is the legal action. He could get the nomination, you know, if these guys aren't really going to run against him. They really need to come out and do that. And I just didn't see that last night at all. Enough of the red elephants and blue donkeys. Okay, looks like you got a lot of sound bites down. Until mankind learns how to govern themselves, we will continue to experience this kind of bullshit. Okay, great. Thanks for your insight, man. Good or bad, they just don't... Do you have any specifics why she's bad? Good or bad, they just don't have the charisma Trump has and cannot command a stage like he does. Oh, I don't know about that. That Swami guy was pretty commanding of the stage. he put Christie back on his heels. He seemed pretty charismatic. My problem is that the guy committed horrific crimes against our democracy, against our republic that have never ever been done before, and Mike Pence, who, you know, is talking about how this guy should never be in office again, raises his hand that he'll vote for him even if he's convicted of the crimes. That there's something wrong with the Republican Party, my friend. There's something really wacky if that's the case, you know. I mean, there's a reason why I live out in the desert. I'm not optimistic. Again, Super Chat is open if you wish to kick in a dollar or two. I'm not sure why. Thank you very much, Rick, for that. $5. Appreciate it. People think Ramaswamy won. I thought he got slapped down pretty hard on foreign policy. He did, but it's a show. That's the whole thing. We ought to read the Gorgias together. It's a great dialogue. If you haven't read the Platonic Dialogues, it's right over there. Yeah, man, it's a show, you know. And that guy had a mastery of the show. But yeah, he's not going to have the foreign affairs experience that she has, right? She was our ambassador to the United Nations. So, you know, but I agree with you. But the reason I say he won, and Nikki Haley did really good. Like I said, she wasn't even on my radar until the debate last night. And I think we're going to see that she's going to take some away of Scott's, some of the other candidates. You'll probably see her rise in the polls. So she did pretty good, and she would be my choice. Outside of all the rhetoric and the sophistry and who's charismatic and she interests me just because she seemed reasonable. She seems somewhat reasonable. You know what I mean? But the reason I say Swami won is because that's who everybody's talking about today. In the end, Trump is the one that won because she is. Go back and listen to her. All right, 96 Camaro, thanks. They brought that subject up last night. It's obviously important enough. Yeah, that's because she is. Go back and listen to her. I did listen to her, and I just told you that she seemed very rational to me. So what I asked you, you fucking asshole, I asked you what in the fuck specific, but you don't have a fucking answer because all you do is spew sound bites all fucking day. You do this all day, 96 Camaro Z28SS with the American flag, all day. You're all day on probably 20 fucking networks spewing monkey shit all fucking day. That's what you do, dude. And when someone asks you a coherent fucking simple fucking question, you ain't got a fucking clue or an answer. Oh, you people. If you got an answer, you know, I'd like to hear it. But geez, with the monkey shit already. Pence has commendable principles. No, he doesn't. Steve, wait a minute. Has a problem sticking to his guns when pushed. Well, then he's not a man of principle. That's not a person of principle, Steve. At the end of the day, Pence is a politician. Yeah, unfortunately. And a spineless one. That done with Pence. Thanks, bud. Gave you a chance. Thanks for your participation. But if you can't stick to your fucking guns and not support the son of a bitch that tried to have you hung, you know, Because you're sticking your finger in the wind, or they're looking down the aisle. You know, same thing with DeSantis, you know, looking to see where everybody's at. You know, I'm just kind of sick of all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's so politician-y, ain't it, Steve? If there isn't a level-headed leader to take the driver's seat, yeah, with the direction we're going, we could end up with another Mussolini or Napoleon. Ain't that no joke? With none of the good attributes. Oh, that's exactly where we're headed. It's exactly where we're headed. If he gets into office, dude, it's over with, man, because it's going to be the retribution. It's Banana Republic City. It's insane. The same guy that's like throwing monkey poop, you're giving him the keys to the driver's seat of the nation. So something has to be done about the Trumpism. Yeah, I know. Nikki was the only one that was halfway decent. That's what I think too, man. Considering it was pretty obvious what questions were coming, the answers were pretty weak. Sure. But like I said, she seemed like she was pretty reasonable anyways. I like to know more about her. I swear Mike Pence looks like and sounds like a Mormon. Yeah, see, we don't do... I'll give you another chance, 96 Camaro Z28, but this channel... Ad hominem, personal attacks, repetitive little mindless sound bites, doesn't last long around here. If you want to have an adult conversation about something, you're more than welcome. You don't have to agree. You just have to be able to have like adult conversation. This is not the kiddie table at Thanksgiving dinner where we throw shit back and forth. So I'll give you another chance. You know, it doesn't matter what Pence looks like. And I don't care if he was a Mormon, so none of that, and whether he's from Utah, that has no relevance whatsoever in the political world. You need to go watch some WWE wrestling or something, man. I liked DeSantis until he was asked if he would vote for Trump, and he had to look to his left and right. I know. You know what I mean? Fingers in the wind, you know? Ambassador to the UN. There you go. She is a globalist. Oh, my God, dude. Okay, man. You are the typical zombie. So, 96 Camaro, let me introduce you to the three things. I could ask my audience, what are the three things people do when they don't have an argument? Huh? What are they? Mischaracterization, derailments, ad hominem name calling. If there is an admin here, let's take Mr. Camaro Z28 outside the door there. Thanks for your input today, bud, but we got other things to do. Wasn't Nikki's comment about Swami's foreign affairs knowledge based on his opinion about the billions? Okay, so I don't necessarily agree with Nikki's foreign policy when it comes to Israel. Or when it comes to the Ukraine, I probably would take the Swami's position more so than her position. But I would never support Swami, where I might support her, even though I disagree with her. That having to be with her character, and she's seeming to use reason. So we don't have to agree on anything. I'm looking for someone that's rational and not so. You know, the sound bites and all the finger in the wind type of stuff, you know. But but I thought she did pretty good. People on both the left and the right protesting outside last night. Oh, were they? It's not going to end good. No, it's not. No matter who or what party wins, it's the people that will fuck America. I agree, man. Monkey shit makes good fertilizer, does it? Besides Nikki Haley, I don't think any of them had a decent foundation. No, like I said, Bob, she seemed, like I said, the most level-headed. Like I said, I'd really like to see really fast a lot of these people kind of fall away. It's going to focus their mind, and then they're going to have to stop so much fighting each other, and they're going to have to focus on Trump. Because like I said, you probably got 35% that are forever Trumpers, 20% never Trumpers, and about 45% that... could be pulled away. It's not a shoo-in that he's going to get the nomination. They keep on doing this where they're not running against him. You know, Question, if you don't mind, there are never going to run, but what would you think of a candidate like General Mattis or Admiral McRaven? You know, I'm not really familiar. I'm more familiar with Mattis than I am with McRaven. I'd have to know what, you know, what they're all about, you know. I really would. I don't know what their positions are on anything, you know. Deadhead is a fucking compliment, dumbass. Oh, did he call me a deadhead? It doesn't bother me. I just don't want him taking up the thread, you know. Chris Christie didn't help himself either. No, same things happened in the 26. No, like I said, Swami put him back on his heels. He really did. He wasn't expecting that. He caught Christie off guard. Like I said, Christie didn't come out hard enough on Trump, if you ask me. But the telling thing was when they asked him, would you vote for Trump if he was the nominee, and he was actually convicted of the crimes, and six of them raised their hand. And that's really sad. Like I said, that shows a really deep, deep, deep illness. Now, some of them are, hopefully most of them, are just doing that for political expediency, right? They don't really, really mean that. It's bad either way. You know, but I don't know. They always end up fighting like kids in a sandbox. Yeah, they did. Nikki Haley stayed away from that. It did help her a lot as well. I think she did, Bob. Like I said, to me, she seemed to spark my interest. None of the other ones at all. You know what I'm saying? Very sad, but they trying to play both sides of the fence. Oh, I know. You know? I will say, seeing DeSantis look around the room to see whether or not he should raise his hand wiped away any pretense that he would make a leader who stands by his guns. I know. You know what I'm saying? Hello, Mama. How you doing? You're selling pigs? You'll have to sell pigs somewhere else. We don't sell pigs. Some people throw monkey poop, but we don't sell pigs. Thank you, Ramblin'. Oh, is Ramblin' here? Good to see you. If a woman won the Republican nomination and won the presidency, the Democrat Party would absolutely self-destruct. Probably so. I don't care if she's a woman. That doesn't, you know, that doesn't bother me at all. Like I said, she seemed to be the most reasonable. Steve, you ain't buying no damn pigs. No pig. Never far. Good to see you. Yeah, so Nikki Haley is the one that, you know, to me, seemed the most reasonable. So that would be who I would endorse. Like I said, I'll probably go ahead and throw $10 in her kitty, just so she can be on the next debate. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen the next polls. Will be interesting and see who peeled away from what. But the sooner we have some of these people fall off, the better off it's going to be. The longer they stay in, the better it is for Trump. You know. Oh, pickup feet. Here's a question. If Trump gets the nomination, who would you want as his running mate? It wouldn't matter to me. Doesn't make any difference to me whatsoever. It makes no difference to me who his running mate would be. Like I said, I hope he doesn't get the damn nomination even. But these guys got to fight a little harder. You know what I'm saying? It sure as hell wouldn't be Pence. No, he's not going to ask Pence. Like I said, that was really a shame that Pence raised his hand. It would have been nice if he would have stuck by what he said before. And like all of them, you can't say, yeah, Pence did the right thing in not doing what Trump was asking him, right? And then support Trump. Because you're admitting that Trump was asking him to do wrong. Looks like it will be a Biden versus Trump again. Hope not. Sure hope not. I sure hope not. Yeah, I don't think Bob... I think Biden's not going to be on the ticket. And if it's Newsom... or someone like that, Trump ain't going to be able to beat him. Trump might be able to beat Biden. I don't know. There are so many people around me that will vote for Trump no matter what. They don't want to hear any facts. No, those are very dangerous. Here's what I've been trying to say when we look at history. So right now we're standing, just to get everybody straight, we are actually in a really wild historical crossroads. We're living in a historical moment right now. And what is happening out there is very reminiscent of what has happened in other nations, such as Nazi Germany. A lot of the ingredients that led to that phenomenon are occurring again, and it's located in the mega cult. Those people that you can't reason with, who have kids that they take the Little League and they're bakers, candlestick makers, concrete workers, right? They're average working people who will do atrocities. Listen, this is really important here. Listen, this is really important.
You know, January 6th was a very interesting day because they don't report it properly. I believe it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before. And you know some of the crowds I've spoken before. And like July 4th on the mall, I think they had 1 million people there. But I think that the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was on January 6th. And people that were in that crowd, a very, very small group of people, and we said patriotically and peacefully, peacefully and patriotically, right? Nobody ever says that. Go peacefully and patriotically. But people that were in that crowd that day, very small group of people, went down there, and then there are a lot of scenarios that we can talk about. But people in that crowd said it was the most beautiful day they've ever experienced. There was love in that crowd. There was love and unity. I have never seen such spirit and such passion and such love. And I've also never seen simultaneously and from the same people such hatred of what they've done to our country.
So do you think it's possible that there's open conflict? We seem to be moving towards
something.
I don't know
because I don't know what it, you know, I can say this. There's a level of passion that I've never seen. There's a level of hatred that I've never seen, and that's probably a bad combination. You know,
he said it himself. A level of hate he's never experienced. He is the commander in chief of an army of hate, right? Of people who love one another, who feel tremendous unity, tremendous patriotism, tremendous righteousness. They feel that they actually have God on their side. There's a fourth ingredient. A group of people who love one another but have hate for another group of people, and they feel that they are justified in that hatred by God. Okay? This is a toxic, we're baking a toxic cake here is what I'm getting at. And he's describing his own movement. Remember, Popolix, now when he's talking about the little arms, the pile of little arms they had inoculated. Remember? Remember, Kurtz? I remember. And it hit me. It hit me like a diamond. Psh, the brilliance. Right? They cut off all of those little kids' arms. And what he was remarking is that these were not evil men. These were people that loved one another. Remember the movie? Go watch the movie. It's not a movie. It's the human condition. Super Chat is open. You're not going to get this type of commentary anywhere else. If you appreciate it, please kick in a dollar or two. We're getting into the meat and potatoes of this stuff. We know what this is, what this demon is, what this evil is. It's all there. Now it's really mad. And if it gets political power, watch the fuck out. It's not rocket science, man. A group of people who feel threatened, disgruntled, right? They have their enemy, the commies, the lefts. They've got on their side. They're justified in their hatred and their love for one another. And they have a charismatic leader to harness all of that energy and focus it. What say you about what I just laid down? Yes, Newsom might have a hard time. Pence already screwed himself talking to Tucker saying he would send money to Ukraine. Yeah, the border's a big problem. I just keep thinking this is the best of the best. Yeah, isn't that sad? I'm kind of losing hope for America. It's hard to maintain hope. It's so sad to see how America was destroyed with one shot being fired at it. Isn't it amazing? Without one shot being fired, sure. Many empires. Look, Rome, like Nietzsche said, Rome had survived its fools, Nietzsche said, right? It wasn't conquered from without by clodhoppers. It was sucked dry from within by anemic vampires. It's beautiful writing about what happened to Rome. Edward Gibbon writes about it. Internal decay. The enemy within, as Cicero writes, is more formidable because he speaks in sly whispers. He speaks in language that is, right? The coy griffins, right? The enemy within are these Christian nationalist motherfuckers of the mega movement who speak in the verbiage of Jefferson and Constitution and flags, and they're the absolute opposite of all of it. Incredible. Human nature has not changed. No, that's why I can read the Gorgias this morning, right? Or yesterday morning, and then watch the debate and watch the Gorgias, even though it was written 3,000 years ago, in the character of Swami. Isn't that amazing? That's one reason history repeats itself. People cover their own ass and rarely stick to their necks out. Nope, they're too scared to. Yeah, but the same could be said for the left. They just know. The same cannot be said for the left, Bob. Those ingredients do not exist, Bob. I'm not saying the left is not a threat. They do not pose the same type of threat. Who is the charismatic leader of the left, Bob? Well, let's start there. You don't have it. You don't even have one coherent group of disgruntled people. You have a bunch of fragmented, right? Mega is about European ancestry people. It's about white working class people. It's not a conglomerate. Right? And like I said, many of their fears are legitimate. There's legitimacy to this group's fears, just like back then. It doesn't mean that there's not legitimacy to what their complaints are, to what their fears are, right? But you don't have that on the left. You just don't have that. Nor do you have left that feel that they have God on their side. You don't have the religious element like you have with the base of the GOP. Very, very different. So, and then you don't have the charismatic leader to harness that energy. So yes, the left has hatred. Human beings have hatred, okay? Left and right have hatred. Left and right want political power. Left and right are both flip sides of the same coin, as we talked about here. They're both collectivists, both Christianity and communism, or whatever you want to call it, postmodernism. These are two different mythological collectivist mindsets that are contending for political power in the world space, right? A guy like me, and if you're a longtime person over here, we've developed a relationship here. We're more reason-based people. We're not into this mythology deal, right? So these two forces are contending with each other for political power. They're going about it in different ways, right? The other thing is that the left is not armed, right? All of the prepper channels, all of the militia groups, all of that stuff is not leftist, man. That's right. That's right of center. Okay? So The same cannot be said of the left. Yes, the left is a threat, but they're not the same kind of threat. Does that make sense? Of what makes these things different, Bob? Oh, it's going to get worse. The GOP better get together. I don't know, man. I don't think they are. And figure out this mail-in ballot game if any of them want to win. I wouldn't rule out another mysterious COVID breakout to limit in-person voting. Yeah, I just don't think there was any, you know, I haven't seen any evidence that, you know, I'm not for mail-in voting. I think people should vote in person on election day for the most part. I agree with all that. But there was, the election wasn't stolen. There wasn't massive voter fraud. It was a pretty straightforward election. And I'm not for that either. But, you know, it wasn't stolen like that, man. It just wasn't. Liberals far left believe Republicans are evil and push for violence against them. Yeah. No one said they didn't, Steve. Liberals far left believe Republicans are evil. And right, both. Okay, Steve, you're correct. The left and the right think each other are evil. That's how they're similar. Let's talk about how they're different. How they're different is, like I said, the majority of what we're talking about, this political movement, this mass movement, MEGA is a mass movement. It is a cult. It's a mass movement. It's a political mass movement. Reminiscent and similar to other political mass movements in history that have not ended well. And it's different than the left. Like I said, the left is a bunch of individual disenfranchised groups, right? Blacks and gays who normally don't even get the fuck along. Blacks ain't real cool with queer theory, right? But there's two disgruntled minority groups that work in a loose confederation known as the political left. But it's, you know, you got teachers unions, you got Save the Seals, Save the Bees, Save the Trees, right? All these different. It's very discombobulated. Right? A lot of different groups. And they hate the right. What's different about the right is it's mostly white Europeans. There's an ethnic, and I'm not saying they're wrong for this. I'm just saying that there's an ethnic bond. That bond that he talked about, that Donald Trump talked about at that rally, you will not find at a leftist rally. You ain't going to tell me nothing because I've been to hundreds of them. You are not going to find that love that Donald Trump was talking about was because of that unity that you won't find with the left. Not like that. They're all white. They're all middle-class working people. They have the same religion. Their bond is way different than what's going on the left. And they think they have God on their side, and they have a charismatic leader. They have a care. This is the key thing. They have a charismatic leader to harness all of that political energy. And that's what makes it very different. Does that make sense, Steve? I don't think that Trump will go for a retribution. Are you kidding me? His ego is so big, he wants his face on Mount Rushmore. Oh, dude. No, man. I'd have to very much disagree with you there, man. Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Super Chat is open if you wish to contribute a couple of bucks to my efforts for this very unique conversation. 100% correct. I was just telling my wife the same thing just a few hours ago. They absolutely do. They look at the squad. They want the country burned to the ground, and they have huge support. No, Bob, I'm sorry, Bob. It's very different. It's very, very different. I've been inside of leftist movements for decades. Decades. Very, very disorganized. Very hard to get shit done. It's not the same thing. And I'm not saying... and it doesn't, you know... What do you want to talk about? Black Bloc or Antifa? It's the same fucking people, man. They change They change Occupy. They just change your name. It's all the same little merry band of people that do those things. But yeah. The blacks are really pissed. They want to kill white people. There is no doubt that when shit gets going here, the black people are going to roll into white neighborhoods and really start some havoc. I'm not saying that's not going to happen. What I'm talking about, though, is a political mass movement that is armed. Here's another thing. None of them groups are armed like the religious right is. They're just not. So it's apples and oranges. They have similarities and they have differences. And the differences is that this, the right, what's happening with MAGA, has all of the ingredients. Again, Bob, who is the charismatic leader of the left? Comparable to Trump? Who is that? Who is the charismatic figure like Trump that commands and demands a cult-like loyalty of 35% of the fucking Democratic Party? Who is that person? There is no such person. Big difference. You see what I'm saying? That's where I disagree with you there, Chuck. The left does have their left leader. Soros is not a leader. He's a funder. Again, you guys have to be able to make qualitative distinctions between things. And they don't have God. No, they don't. That's what I'm saying. So Soros is not a leader. He's not a charismatic political leader. You're comparing apples and oranges. Bill Gates is not a leader. He is not a cult leader of a political movement. They're extremely different things. George Soros and Donald Trump are not the same entities. Yes, George Soros funds all sorts of groups. That is not a religious cult. Very different. So you can disagree, but again, I'm using reason and logic and making qualitative distinctions, noticing what is similar between items and what is different about items by their different qualities, and then we can make distinctions about them. So no, the left does not have what the right has. I'm sorry. Liberals are armed, just don't need to show their... No, I'm sorry. The left is... No, again. You guys are like wanting... It's called flatland. It's a problem. Read Ken Wilber. It's where people cannot distinguish between things. So yes, a lot of the left have guns. A lot more of the right has guns. And here's what the left doesn't have. I'm sorry. This is just factual shit. Almost all of the prepper channels that we could go to right now are right of center groups. All of the militia groups are right of center. Those have always traditionally been right of center groups that they get together. James Yeager. Remember James? He died of Lou Gehrig's disease not so long ago. we've visited with each other and had our disagreements. And he was one of these crazy militia people that thinks he's going to fight the government. That's right wing stuff. You don't see that on the left. Every once in a while, there was a black group that had a kind of a militia, but no, most of that is on the right. And again, that's just these are just a matter of facts, you know. So, and again, who is the charismatic leader? There is no charismatic leader on the left like Donald Trump. Those type of people don't come around very often. It's been a minute. This is a really unique phenomenon. And when it happens, you have to be really careful because they generally don't, if they get political power, things don't end well. And we just heard Donald Trump talk about what I've been talking about for a long time. And I'm analyzing it and I'm telling you what he was saying there, the love. He never seen such love, right? And he never seen such hate coming from the same people. And I want to juxtapose that with Colonel Kurtz talking about how they cut off all the little children's arms to deny the inoculation from Western man, and how these were moms and not evil people, right? When James Madison and Jefferson are corresponding and talking about how good people do atrocious things when they get involved with political mass movements or involved in crowd activities, the insane things that people do. The other thing is having God on your side, to be justified by God. That's another thing you're not going to find on the left. So that's what makes it different. Again, I'm not saying the left is not a threat. I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is that what has popped its head up again in the horizon of history is a cult-like political... it's called Ezra religion. It's a political religion is how Voglin refers to it. Great stuff, man. I mean, if you want to get into political philosophy, it's great stuff. Science, Politics, and Gnosticism. The New Science of Politics. It, really, really great stuff. Not very well known, but really cool shit. And what he's writing about here, Voglin barely... like I said, Hitler and the Germans is just phenomenal for anybody that's read it. Great stuff. And you can get good people to do really, really terrible stuff when you have a lot of these things. So yeah, the blacks are going to want to stomp on Whitey's head. There's no doubt about it. All the Latinos would just love to stomp on some white boys, right? There's all those animosities going out there as well. there's a lot of violent groups out there. But one of them that's about... See, here's the thing, though. Black Lives Matter is not about to get the White House. Black Lives Matter does not compose 35% of the Democratic Party that worships a leader. You see what I'm saying? they're different. I agree that they're different, but up until recently, I never heard the left refer the right as evil. Oh, are you kidding me? Going back to the Greeks, I can show you that, dude. The left and right have been fighting a long time. In the past, I never heard the right think the left was evil. Oh, I'm sorry, man. That's been going on a long time. And I've heard more of the right do that with the religious aspect. I've been told liberals were evil since I was a little kid. True, but the left is tight with their message. Yeah, but they don't have the key ingredients, Stephen. Do you understand that? In order to cook a cake, you got to have certain ingredients for it. And if you don't have key ingredients, you can't bake that cake. It just it doesn't go. That's what I'm trying to tell people, is that there's unique characteristics to the MAGA movement. they're very dangerous. TV movies, and yes, right, they have, I agree, they have the universities. Postmodernism is a philosophy that people are indoctrinated through Hollywood, through the news media. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. But that's not a political Gnostic mass movement. Just like George Soros is not a leader of the left. He's a financial backer of radical leftist movements. But they are not the same thing. And it's very important that we understand, hey, when these planets come into alignment, you got to really be careful, because it's not your everyday run-of-the-mill Antifa. And Trump is saying that his own group is filled with hate that he's never seen before, and that they might be violent. He said that in the interview, and he offered no discouragement to it. Right? Soros isn't as voracious as Trump, but has others do his bidding. Yeah, but it's not the same, Timothy. Do you understand? However, the left knows where leadership is coming from. No, it's not the same, my friend. Do you remember the Nuremberg rallies? Do you remember the Nuremberg rallies, the Nazi rallies? Who else the fuck is having rallies all the time? Is George Soros out there having fucking Nazi rallies all the fucking time? Why do these people have rallies? Like Billy Graham fucking revivals all the time. Do you see what I'm getting at? George Soros is, I'm sorry. It's not the same thing, bro. It's not the same thing. And if you, this is why we're really in big trouble, because people don't see it. That is what is amazing. They don't see the water that they're swimming in. Wow. Wow, the longer I live, the more frightened I become of human beings. Sorry. That you can't see the differences here. Wow. I think if Trump is elected, the Constitution will be suspended. He already said he. I can read you the quote. He's absolutely all about suspending. Right. He's willing to suspend the Constitution. Yet raises his right hand to defend the Constitution. It makes no sense, man. And if and when the blacks do, it's not going to end well for them. No, it's not, but it's going to happen anyway. The left is like a cult in its own religion. Steve, no, it's not. So, cults have leaders, Steve. We'll just start right here, Steve. Steve, who is the leader of the cult of the left? The left is the flip side of the religious right. It is a secular form of mysticism. I'll give you that they're mystical, right? They're mystical. There's no doubt about it. But they have all different kinds of... There's no like one religion. There's people on the left are from atheists to Church of the Good Shepherd Christians, to all sorts of Sikhism, to Buddhism. I mean, the diversity of religion on the left is incredible. And that is not the case on the right, Steve. It's Christianity. Do you not see the major difference between these groups? That is a huge, huge difference between these two social groups, my friend. Black support for Trump has increased exponentially and continues to do so. Yeah, but he got more of the black vote than a lot of people, but I don't know what that really means. Black people hate white people, dude. We're on the verge of a race war. As I believe I am making those same destinations in my opinions as you. What's that, Timothy? I must have missed. Soros isn't as rancorous as Trump, but has others do his bidding. However, the left knows where its leadership is coming from. No, it doesn't. The left isn't as organized as you think it is, man. Again, they share a philosophy of postmodernism, right? And there's similarities between the groups. There's no doubt about it. Both of them are a threat to the life world. If either one of these groups gets absolute political power, that's a problem. The far left does have some cult-like qualities. People have cult-like qualities. With its dogmas about race and gender that aren't allowed to be questioned. Yeah. Again, man. That's pretty loose. It's pretty loose. I mean, you're talking about a cult with no coherent doctrine. No leader. I mean, people are mystical. See, here's, you got to distinguish something. Mystical thinking. You know how we talk about Ken Wilber and the layers of development in our thinking? And then a cult. Those are not the same things. There are lots of people who have mystical thinking that do not get caught up in a cult. And MEGA is very much a cult. This is a cult. A organized, a unified, coherent, focused, and as Trump has said, filled with hate. And this group has one race for the most part, one religion for the most part, one leader for the most part. Right? Big difference, ain't it? The left are self-righteous. No, Stephen, people are self-righteous, Steve. Sorry, Steve. People are self-righteous. You're kind of stuck in the right-winger thing, dude. I've noticed that for a couple years, you know. You don't see, you know, part of it is when we talked about your news sources, you pretty much right-wing sources for news. So yeah, there's not a lot of self-reflection on well, most people there's not a lot of self-reflection. But it's not that the left are self-righteous. You know, people can be self-righteous. Some of them justifiably so, which is called pride, and some that aren't, which is called arrogance. But I'm sorry, there is not another phenomenon like MEGA happening in our culture right now. I've warned about this for decades. I'm not fucking with you. I've warned about the religious right for decades, as I have for the left, right? But now for the first time, the religious right has never been like this before. It's got all of the things, and all it wants is political power. To the point where, if you can believe this, that Mike Pence would raise his hand and say he would vote for Trump. This is how morally decadent the Republican Party has become. There's no morals here. There's no virtue here. There's no honor here. There's no republic here anymore. We're really arguing over fucking over crumbles in the end, you know? So, Steve, you got to get off the left-right thing in a lot of ways, man. If Trump wins, what do you think he is going to do that will be so terrible? I'm just curious. He could do all kinds of things. He could make good on his promises. All of a sudden, Brad Raspringer, the Secretary of State of Georgia, all of a sudden could have a lot of legal problems. Remember when Donald Trump was threatening him that he needed to find 11,800 votes? And how it could be very dangerous. Remember when Trump was threatening the Secretary of State of Georgia in the perfect phone call? There's a lot. Again, I would encourage everybody to watch when Saddam Hussein took control of the Ba'ath Party, and watch that first day in session when they were escorting all of his old enemies out. So, you know, the same shit people generally do when people like Trump get political power. What do you think Trump's going to do with all that hate? Trump just told you something that I've been telling you. You want me to play it again? He said he's never seen so much love and passion between people, his followers, and so much hate towards the other group for coming from the same people. He said that it's dangerous. There's a dangerous mix. See? So you think that's going to end well when that gets political power? You think that hatred, that self, you want to talk about self-righteousness, Steve? Let's talk about some Christians. Let's talk about the religious right if you want to talk about some self. Steve, you want to talk about some self-fucking righteousness? Let's talk about the fucking Christians, shall we? Like, we could look up self-righteousness in the dictionary, and it should say Christianity. I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah, you won't ever hear him say, no matter what the outcome is, violence isn't the answer. No, Trump's not going to say that. People feel disenfranchised, and Trump resonates with them. I know, Steve. People felt disenfranchised, and Hitler resonated with them. That's right, Steve. People felt disenfranchised. They sure did. They felt very disenfranchised. And Hitler resonated with them. Steve, you ought to get this book, Hitler. They'll tell you about how Hitler resonated with the people. Oh, did he resonate? Huh? He at the rallies, they really resonated.
I don't know, man. People ain't getting what I'm saying, man. Wow. My message is really that odd. Huh? I think it's spot the fuck on, though. The leader of the cult to the left is Obama. No, I'm sorry, Bob. You're really trying to pull intellectual swindles here. Obama is not, never was a cult leader like Donald Trump. I'm sorry, bud. I'm not an Obama fan. But again, you're comparing apples to oranges. Obama is does not command a cult-like. Again, you don't have the ingredients, Bob. They're not there. Why don't people just fucking accept reality for how it is? Those, I'm telling you, and you're trying to get round pegs and square holes on every fucking thread, and you're not going to do it. Obama is not a cult leader. I'm sorry. He's just not. Trump is a cult leader. These people worship, and who are these people? They're fundamentalist evangelical fucking Christians, dude. They're of one mind, one accord. The left doesn't do that. I don't know how I can explain this to you anymore. That they have no unified God, no unified religion. Obama's not a cult leader that's running around. He didn't hang on to power. He didn't keep on just stay as president. Say, fuck two term limits. I'm just going to stay, try to steal an election. They're not even close to the same, dude. And until we can think clearly and make qualitative distinctions and be able to tell, oh, apple, oh, orange, apples and oranges, they're different things. They're not the same. People feel it's not a single person. Well, it is on the right. It's a single person. It's Donald Trump. Many of these people view him, they actually think that God has sent Donald Trump. There's lots of people that have said that. You can go watch the videos. These people are fucking dangerous. My parents are these people. You ain't gonna tell me nothing about these people. I grew up with these motherfucking people, okay? And I've read history. Trump is a cult. He is a savior figure. The leader of the cult of left is Obama. Yeah, okay. They feel connected when you watch them talk about the right. You can see the hatred in their eyes. I don't know, Steve. Steve, yeah, you're just not a honest person, man, intellectually. The right does not exhibit that. What the fuck are you talking about, Steve? Steve, you are so blind, dude. You really are, man. I'm sorry, dude. You're just blind. The right doesn't exhibit that. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about, bro, but religious people are some of the most fucking hateful people and do some of the most shittiest shit to people. I mean, if you want to get good people to do some really, really shitty shit, fucking there's nothing like religion, bud. So I don't know where in the fuck you live, Steve, but you live in a bubble somewhere. And I know we're friends and everything, but you know I talk straight, dude, but you got your head stuck up your ass, dude. Just, I don't know how else to say it, you know. I don't see so much importance in attempting to win the black vote anyways. No, not really. Not only do the majority of them hate America, they only make up 13% of the population. That is kind of off topic, though. No, I hear you. At least the right does not believe there is 57 genders. Yeah, but the right believes that the Earth is 4,000. Steve, you're not going to win the argument. So you know why? Because you're stuck on the stupid left and right. Right? Because you're on this team. You're on team stupid, Steve. I'm here. I'm with other rational people. You're kind of there, But you still got a lot of your body over here and your mind over on stupid right. And you're stuck in that, aha, the left is evil. No, both of you motherfuckers are evil. That's why this YouTube channel isn't popular. Because to a business model for YouTube is to pander to you, Steve. Just pick a side. The other side's always fucking wrong. My side's always right. That's what's going on. That's what's so unique about this channel. You don't hear this type of analysis anywhere else going on. Maybe from Jordan Peterson, maybe from Sam Harris or something like that. But there ain't no ditch diggers out there talking and analyzing this stuff like that. So you're still stuck, Steve. And I'm telling you this as a friend. You are really stuck in the left-right paradigm. And you don't see the evil. And that's the problem. Here's how Hitler comes to power. You don't see it. It's right in front of you. It's called nosopathology. He's got a name for it. To be able to look right at evil and not even see it. And say, those other guys. So, would you compare Trump to Jim Jones? Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of there are some similarities, but yes, I know, but Christians are not to be self-righteous. Steve, you're out of your fucking mind. Christians are the most self-righteous fucking people in the world. Again, Steve, you have no grounds to stand on here. Christianity is arrogance parading as humility. It's absolute fucking arrogance. I got entire videos on it, dude. Entire videos on the arrogance of fucking Christianity. You couldn't be more self-righteous and arrogant than a fucking fundamentalist Christian, dude. They are the most, seriously, dude. The left doesn't hold a fucking candle to the stupid ignorance and self-righteousness of a fundamentalist Christian. It's just hard to get there, man. So Christians are very self-righteous, pretending to be humble. The Republicans have no backbone. Generally, people don't. Speaking of Trump, when I think of the way great people of our past, such as the Founding Fathers, would view him and his movement, I'm reminded of a letter William II wrote about Hitler. Oh, tell us some more. Wilhelm II. Tell us some more, man. I want to know more about that. Timothy D. Understand, I left Trump when he lost election 2 and started his charge to get overturned. There are many others in the GOP who are conservative Christians who are no mega and who are not. No, conservative Christians and fundamentalist Christians are not the same thing. There are lots of Christians that don't fall into that evangelical fundamentalist. I'm very specific about that. There's like 33,000 sects of Christianity. What I'm talking about here is the most ignorant and arrogant of the ignorant and arrogant. These are evangelical fundamentalist Christians. So yeah, good show tonight. Thanks, Low Rider. Appreciate it. Super Chat is open. Thank you guys for contributing. I really appreciate it. I put a lot of thought into these things, and I think I got a really unique perspective. I really do. And I think a lot of it's dead on. Really gets into the mechanism of what is going on, you know? What's the mind behind this kind of stuff? I don't think any of us, and probably our grandchildren as well, will live to see the country recover. No, sir. Richard, I agree. Trump's absolutely toxic. There's no doubt about it. He is toxic as well as his cult following. He's lost my support, so the sooner he's gone, the better. Me too, man. When I say in the GOP, I mean many voters. Thank you, Matthew. Really appreciate it. At the end of the day, there is no solution. There is no one worthy of our vote, and no one has the balls to do the right thing for our country. Doesn't seem like it, Steve. I share in some of your hopelessness. You know, there's just so many people, man. I've seen it with my own eyes. I agree with you about religious people. Yeah, there's something else, man. Chuck, were you hurt by some religious people? Was I hurt? I was lied to by religious people. I've read, Timothy, have you read any history about religious people? Timothy, have you read any history about religious people? I mean, we've talked about Madison and Jefferson, the number one group that they were afraid of was Christians. Right? That's why they have a separation of church and state, because they were well-versed on what people do when they feel justified by their religion. Religion is and has been corrupt and used for bad things. Yeah, not all Christians believe the earth is only 4,000. No, I didn't say they did. Again, I'm being very specific. Now, to be a Christian, you have to believe in absurdities, though. It's a spectrum of absurdities. The most absurd is the people that think that the earth is 4,000 years old and all that kind of stuff. Throw me a shovel so I can dig it out. Fundamentalist Christian is a section of the religion that gives the rest of us a bad name. Yeah, see, I also think that Christianity is just a bad philosophy. It's collectivism. It's the opposite of a republic. We've gone through that. We've gone through the principles of our republic, and we've juxtaposed them with Christian principles. We've gone through the Ten Commandments. We've done it. And they are opposite one another. They are not in alignment with one another. They don't go. Our republic is based off of Greco-Roman principles, off the Enlightenment, and not Judeo-Christian principles. We've been through this. Christianity is about being a slave and a servant and all of the mystical bullshit that comes along with it. And I'm a man of reason, like Jefferson and Madison and all those people. I'm a classical liberal, as someone was saying. I don't... You keep saying Christians are self-righteous. I see this in some, but I met some of the most humble folks who are Christians. Okay. People are people. But some of the most self-righteous people are evangelical fundamentalist Christians. And what I mean by that, they boldly profess to be in possession of sacred truths. Not just without any evidence, but in contrary to lots of other evidence. And they're very arrogant about that. And like I said, Christianity, they take great pride in their humility. Don't they? Nietzsche said, many a peacock hides his tail and calls his hiding virtue. Right? And it's a sham. So I'm not a fan of Christian ethics or Christian philosophy. It's slave morality. It's the opposite of our republic. It's a great way to keep people in control and, when necessary, get them to do atrocities. If you don't mind, I'll post the text of Wilhelm's letter in the comments. Sure, man, that'd be cool. Absolutely. I'm sure it is long. Hey, can you leave a link to it, possibly? I'd like to read it. I think I have. It sounds familiar. Matthew, good to see you. Many years from now, if these videos are still up, people are going to watch them and think that you were onto something. I feel lucky to be here and hear this. It's refreshingly honest. Well, thank you, Matthew. I appreciate it. You could teach a class. I am teaching a class right now. This is exactly what I'm doing. I'm just amazed how many people can't see what's happening. It's really frightening, you know, to not see how dangerous the mega cult is, you know, and to not see these key ingredients and how unique it is when these planets come into this, you know, it's not George Soros, it's not Obama. These are the alignment of planets that cosmology says doesn't end well. And like Trump said in that thing, his followers have a lot of love, and we've explained that between the in-group. They're all white. They're all Christians. They're all blue-collar workers for the most part, right? And they feel that camaraderie and that love, right? And that's real. And what he also said is very real, that this group is extremely hateful. And I've said that, and it's funny that he said that. It's not that I couldn't see it. You just articulated into words and thoughts better. I'm grateful. Well, cool. Well, I appreciate it. So that's what I think of the first debate, and we'll see what happens. But MAGA is very, very dangerous, man. Very, very dangerous. History speaks very clearly about that. Thank you all for your financial support. I really appreciate it. It means a great deal to me. I've studied a lot of years, and I love to share that with everybody, and it's great if we can have a mutually beneficial exchange. I would invite you again over to ChuckJines.com. Consider about becoming a member there. It's $9.99 for a full year. I'll have this up there shortly. And, oh, you could also become a channel member here. I got way more videos over on the member side of the channel. It's like $4.99 a month. You know, dip in for a month. If you don't like it, cancel. But there's a lot of videos over on the members area as well. All right, everybody, stay safe. Thank you very much. Steve, you be cool, bro. Wow, they don't see it, man.
I guess not. No, they couldn't.
They just don't see it. It's kind of interesting.
They miss the bigger point and point out the exceptions or the...
Well, this is unique when these things come into alignment. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like every day you have this happen.
No.
You know, George Soros isn't a cult leader. He's a financial backer.
Yeah.